Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Sanga na kweze kusene mtuwa gazi ngolwesi na mshaka 30 kumpala gazi 2021 igama ngontunga milinko mo ezi hamba pambili kupupe abantu abanga machumi pose ama tatu nge COVID-19 izolo. Ibandla lezano PF lithi liphakathi kokuphenya imbiko yokuthi kube lodlakela kukhetho lwalo lokudinga inkokheli yezabelo. Iqembu leHighlanders liwisa izimathonsi phezu kokubhubha komkhokheli walo umnumzana Ndumiso Gumede. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kupe abantu abangamachumi pose amathathu 27 nge-COVID-19 eZimbabwe izolo. Kutholakale njalo abedlula inkulungwane ezimbili 2107 belo mkhuhlane lo. Lokhu kukweze inani lasebebhubhile laya ku 4,967 kuthi abaphethwe yilo mkhuhlane sikhuluma nje sebengu 30,772. Abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala izolo bangu 5,366 kuthi abahlatshwe esibili bangu 6,586. Abahlatshwe esithathu bangu 653. Ibandla lezano PF lithi liphakathi kokuphenya impiko yokuthi kube lodlakela kukhetho lwalo lokudinga inkokheli yezabelo. Isiphathamandla saleli bandla umnumzana Mike Bima utshele iHerald ukuthi baphenya njalo impiko yokuthi bakhona abahluthune amaphepha okuvotela eHarare babaleka lawo. Uthe abazafunyanwa belecala bazajeziswa. Obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kuzano PF umnumzana Tafazwa Mugwadi utshelele umsakazo ukuthi impumela yalolukhetho iza kwethulwa namuhla. Kodwa abanye abanqobileyo bakhanya sebesaziwa. Nanku inkundla yeZim Life ibika ukuba umphathi ntambo wendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Kazembe Kazembe nguye onqobe kusikhundla sikamgcini sihlalo eMashonaland Central okuyisikhundla abevele esiphethe. Iqembu lenguqu eliHighlanders lithi liwisa izimathonsi ngokubhubha komkhokheli walo umnumzana Ndumiso Gumede. UGumede ubhubhele esibhedlela sempilo izolo eseleminyaka yokuzalwa edlula amachumi ayisikhombisa 76. Isiphathamandla saleli bandla umnumzana Jimmy Solumba Ncube uthi balahlekelwe insika yeqembu edlale indima ebanzi ekulithuthukiseni. Iqembu leHighlanders lenzele uGumede idili ngeviki edluleyo limbonga ngemisebenzi yakhe. Sixoxelo ake wadlalela leli qembu umnumzana Marvin Ntini.
Ukudlula kwaba uGumede into esidanise kakhulu, especially thina abantwana beHighlander. UGumede bekungumuntu ebesikhangelela ukuthi nxa ule godfather ukwazi ukuthi nxa kunama problems amakhulu uGumede abaveza ukuzwa abantu abazabe sizasincedisa ukuba basitshele ukuthi hayi hambani ngale ndlela ngoba le ndlela sesayibona ezaliphumelisa yilei thatha nendlela abayibo abasitshengisa indlela ilungile. So ubaba uGumede ngikhumbula mina usikhuluma ngaye ngisakhula kwaIslanda sasikwazi ukuthi even sisiya kwaKempa lapha eLuveve eGwabalanda lapha ilobhengu la West duze lapha endlini yami eyathengwa ubaba uGumede sasikwazi ukuthenga ubaba uGumede ile administration yakhe esesekwaIslanda and sikwazi ukuthi amaofisi ubaba uGumede waba nesandla sokuthenga into ezinjalo. So sikwazi ukuthi umuntu onjalo wabuilda ilegacy kwaIslanda esingeke siyitshintshe. And bengimazi mina besikhuluma sonke isikhathi nje singahlangana sike sixoxaxoxe ebengisazi nabantu bakhe uwindoda ebesivele siqakathekisa kakhulu uSithembile ukuthi sasinika i-guidance and stuff like that. So ukutshona kwakhe kuzaletha i-big void especially kuma-administrators afuna ukuncedisa iqembu kumbe even i-soccer as a whole eZimbabwe, i-football as eZimbabwe kuzaletha sibili a big hole ukuthi izahlulwa ngomunye umuntu. It's very hard ukuthi luza abantu abanjengabo babugumeda abakwaziyo uku-administrator umdlalo webhora ngendlela ayi-administrator ngayo.
Ungathi kuyini akwenzela iqembu le-Highlanders ubaba uGumede ozamkhumbula ngakho?
Ubaba uGumede into azenzela iHighlander lokhe wasuka esikhundleni ngaleso sikhathi akula munye umuntu osowake wakwenza lokho. Ngingazi ukuba bazakwenza kusiya phambili kodwa singathi ananzelwe uGumede nguye owaye ebambe intambo ukuze kuthengwe iClubhouse iHighlander laseLuveve. Nguye njalo owakhokhela iadministration ukuthi kuthengwe amaofisi lana asetown wabuya leClubhouse. So ubaba uGumede into azenzela iHighlander even manje ifoundation ayileyayo akulokhu I'm pretty sure amaHighlander amaplayer lokhu siyakhempa khona phana eLuveve alokhu siya emaofisini angapha asetown iclub wasikhona into zonke ezenziwa kuyini yimcabango kapha boGumede. So ifoundation ayitshayilele akula munye umuntu ongathi ukuthi kulo muntu usakwenza ncane kulo baba uGumede. Angikhona ngoba into ayenzayo abafana kakukhempa emahoteli nakulani kuhanjwa khona phana eLuveve kusiyakhempa khona phana kusave imali eningi. Up to today generation yanamuhla sikhuluma I don't even know 20-30 years ngemva kwesikhathi athi impahla le ama-properties akhona athengwa ngayo alokhu ekhuluma ngento eyimisebenzi eyenziwa nguGumede. So into ayenzayo is indelible akula muntu sokuwakwenza. So silahlekelwe kakhulu ngoba waye ahead of his time ngemicabango ayelayo ukuthi ku-investwa ku-property ku-investwa ezintweni ezinjengokuthenga i-property not ukuthi imali iphonge ukudlaliswa lapha lalaphaya. Silokhu esinje nje namuhla ungathiwa ku-Highlander kuyoko ama-properties athengwa ngobani ngubaba uGumede. So that's a legacy ongola muntu ongakwanisa ukuthi ayimatch up to today.
Umnumzana Malvin Ntini wake wadlalela iqembu leHighlanders sixoxela eSemelika. Lanxa uhulumende sithi ubona inkazimulo kwindaba zomnotho ngomnyaka ozayo, ezinye incwadi zithi kubufilibana. Umphathintambo obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko uNkosikazi Monica Motswangwa usanda kwethula amazwi awukuthi umnotho uzathuthuka, kanti njalo uthi labatshali bezimali sebesiza eZimbabwe ngobunengi. Kodwa ingcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Reggie Shoko uthi kulobunzima phambili.
Ubona umnyaka obuya songenalo umnyaka othembisa kakhulu esikhangela kwezomnotho ngenxa yokubana umnyaka lo osihlulekiwe sibele pambarest izulu lingana kuhle i-agriculture ingasukumisa ezomnotho ezokwemba lazo zikhaya zithembisa ngendlela i-output yegold ebuya ngayo. Kodwa into eyinkinga loba ezayenza umnyaka ube nzima yikubana ngumnyaka obuya ngemva kokuya obuya ngemva komnyaka okuya kuma-elections okuzakutsho ukubana uhulumende loba wonke ama-political players noma economic players will suffer kuma-consequences ukubana ama-decision wonke abe senzwa based on trying to impress or based on trying to fulfill or plan around the election promise. Okuzabona ukuthi i-politics izabe ile more reason than economics. So uzabona in terms of expenditure government will increase expenditure beyond what they've budgeted for trying to fulfill or plan around elections. Normally, lizwe lethu liba nama challenges amakune economically towards election or umnyaka ama election ngoba we more concentrated kakhulu kwezompolitiko kusichiye zomeconomic sacrifice. So 2022 won't be different from what we saw in 2012, what we saw in 2017, just a year before elections. Some unreasonable economic decisions being made to fulfill a political agenda. So nzakubona kana kuza kwanzima kwezomeconomy uyakoza.
Kuyini okungenziwa okungathuthukisa umnotho njalo kususe uzulu ebunzimeni aphakathi kwabo?
Nasikari zomnotho eZimbabwe esingathi indlovu phakathi kwendlu indaba ye-currency stability. Ungakunanzelela ukuthi fluctuation ye-currency through idonsa inflation eningi ikakhulu sukela kokusilela kwe-foreign currency ku-formal economy yonitholakala umkampo omnyama wenza kubana ama-price wona ngokwabo abe based emkampo kumarits emkampo nomnyama okukho kwenza izinto zikhwele zingafinyelelwa ngabantu abaningi ikakhulu abahola nge-RTGS which is the local currency. So uhulumente kufuza find a long lasting solution kuyindaba ye foreign currency exchange in terms of exchange rate njalo azame kuyenza environment ibe ya leader ku situation yokuthi siyafika equilibrium loba kulinganayo kwindaba enze foreign currency efunakala ku economy le foreign currency esiyabe siyithola ngokunganazelela kathesi foreign currency siyitholayo ayenelisi ukuyenza kuba ne economy yephambili ikakhulu foreign currency etholakala ku formal market. So into fuze ingani yalo ngiswa kwi-economy zibabu katesi indaba ya foreign currency. Ungakhangela kweziye izinto productivity has been increasing across industries and the challenge has always been how do we manage our foreign currency. Umyako buzayo sifuna ukuthi sibe le problem yokuthi siyabe sikhala nge-currency njengelizwe kufuze esibe singathi siyathola i-solution ngoba sokukude sokuyisikhathi eside lokho esithwele nzima ngale into kuthiwa i-foreign currency.
Umnumzana Reggie Shoko yingcwethi kwezenotho. Seli kubonile na ukusemaphephandabeni. Inews Day ithi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ibhalise abantu abazavota okwakuqala abazinkulungwane ezimbili 2000 kuphela lo nyaka. iZim Life ithi amapholisa ethule amabizo abasolwa ababikwa bedubule babulala usana olulenyanga ezilitshumi ngesikhathi bentshontsha emacheke ngolwesibili. Abasolwa laba nguGift Nema, uTrust Sakabengwa, Clemens Moterengwende kanye labathathu abomndeni munye uBrian Machipisa, Pearson Machipisa, loPanganai Machipisa. Ikroniko ithi amapholisa kobulawayo azabopha bonke abazatholakala behamba-hamba esitaladeni phakathi kuka-9 o'clock ntambama lo-6 o'clock ekuseni ngosuku olwandulela umnyaka omutsha. Isikhathi sembiko yenu.
Ngiyalibulisa baleleli baka Studio 7 nonke emagombini amana omhlaba. Ukhuluma ngoAllen Yati. Sizalane zonke zikamthakazi. Hayi kubuhlungu ngalendoda abantu ngogawulo isikorobho sezano, isikorobho phansi sezano abasisebenzisayo bazathi ma beqede ngaso besilahle sesitawunile. Angazi ukuthi uzalwaphi lo muntu. Ya ubaba okhulumile ukukhuphula ama-BP abantu ulethela abantu umkhuhlane ezinhliziyweni lugawulo wakhona lo. Ngizongena edabeni lwezinkomo zizalwane zaseZimbabwe. Uhulumeni ake akawehlulekile ukubana udaba lwezinkomo aluxazululi ukuthi amasela ethweni ake enikeze abantu ngesigaba ngesigaba nezinduna bebona ukuthi ngamasela la bengayenzi njani ngoba isela malihluphe esigabeni kunikezwe abantu amandla lezinduna esuswe lomuntu eqotshwe eqotshwe empela esigabeni ma ukuthi umotsha egwanda bemnikeze nje ugwalo lokuthi igwanda yonke kawufunakala aphuma phele ayodinga indawo yena lapha azikhona njalo kubhala ukuthi lisela lezinkomo lomuntu lo kasisafuni lapha isela lezinkomo kanye lengane zakhe ehambe nje nengane zakhe mpela aphume phele.
Salubonani, salubonani bantu baka Studio 7 labanye labalalele. Ingathandi kodwa ukungenela kweze politics kodwa ya kulesi sikhathi sizangena endlela zokuthi MRP sikhona. Into enziwa izana ikho right bafo wethu. Labanye labalaleli labo mama bethu bonke nje labo sisa bobhuti labo khula bogogo abalapha. Izani yarobha abantu abakhulileyo ogogo silibarobha ngomumbo obolileyo. Ichoni barobha every day isikhathi sonke ukuthi bavotele izani barobha umumbo obolileyo. Izani ufuze yona ngokwamela iphume. Kuzokuze lokho ukuthi akukuchamisa lokho MDC lokho. Abantu bakidabekele ukulandelana MDC abayekele MRP sikhona. Abazama ukulandela iqembu lakibo bethi iqembu langale ngaphandle. Kanti abantu bakithi indaba bewumsamakhanda abazama ukuba bethakathi. Taka befunde abantu bakithi ha.
Salubonani basakazi ku Studio 7 ne cabinet yonke esethulela enisethulela uhlelo olumnandi kangaka olwelimi lesiNdebele ngokwenzeka eZimbabwe. Lona okhulumayo ngumzingeli Ncube ngiphuma esigabeni sakuChichi Nduna kodwa kwamanje ngilana eSouth Africa. Basakazi bami bengithanda ukuthi ningidlulisele nanku umlayeza uma ngabe uzotholakala ngoba miningi imilayeza enisidlulisela yona kodwa nginethemba lokuthi ngelinye lamalanga nawo uzodlula umlayeza. Ngabantu bezano kanti laba bantu ababoni ngani ukuthi izano yabo le ayinanqubekela phambili waye kanti bengavoteli iparty eyiyona ebonisa ukuthi ifuna ukukhulula isizwe kunalokho okwenziwa izani izani idonsela abantu egodini abantu bekube balokhu bayilandela bayidonsela abantu egodini bayivotela. 41 years akuna lutho olwenziwe izano eZimbabwe akuna lutho izindlela zifile abantu kabasebenzi. Please siyacela especially kuye upresident weZimbabwe lo mlayezo uma ungafika kuye bengicela ukuthi ayenze ubungcono bakhe. Thina singamaNdebele kahle kahle vele asisayifuni iZimbabwe kahle kahle iZimbabwe asisayifuni sifuna ukuzimela ngani ngoba vele ihulumeni yeZanu PF ayisenzeli lutho thina sifuna ukuzimela yiyo nje into enkulu esiyifunayo.
Salubonani masakazi we Studio 7. Nginethemba ukuthi lonke liyephephile emkhuhlaneni lokhona. Mina ngubhanda moyo Plumtree kulilima West. Mina ngendlela engibona iZimbabwe ukuthi ma sisithi sifuna iZimbabwe ekhululekileyo kufanele sibeke laphana kuzeke imithetho elaphana esetshenziswayo yiye kuleli lizwe for 40 years. Ngaphandle silungise ngagijima yonke into esikhulume nge-devolution ekhulunywa ngomlomo iphelele emlonyeni sikhulume ngamavoti sikhulume ngokuriga ma singazange sifike laphana kuzeki kulungisa indaba yokuthi kuvota njani kwenzakalani laphana kuzeki. Ayikho into esizayitshintsha la kuyohlala kunjalo kuyahlala kuyibhasile naleyo lo windi wakhe. So hayi ngingabeka amaningi nangubhanda ekulilima West kwamakwama village nyama
eli. Salubonani wasakazi nabalaleli weStudio 7. Ufeli qinisa lo okhulumayo waseLiphane eJabiwa kumangisi Johannesburg. Kunendaba ebusungenzakala eZimbabwe indaba yokuthi amasosha asekangenela abantu ezindlini ebathathela imali bathathela nokudla. Okuyiqinisa ukuthi impela kuze kwenzeke kanjalo ukuthi amasosha ayenze leyo nto isimo selizwe asimanga kahle kungayisinto eright into abayenzayo kodwa kunendaba zegovernment yethu okuyiyo ephuqa ukuthi amasosha bese bengene endlini bethathele abantu bebamba abantu inkunzi ngendaba yani yephango. Iphango ngathi selidlela amandla emasosheni, kodwa ke bantu bakithi mangabe kuthi amasosha sekaqala ukubamba inkunzi abantu, usho ukuthi kubonakala ngathi ngeyo government ilivikele yini ilizwe. Mangabe kunjalo noma ilizwe nje selithathe lenziwa nje kwaba semphuzu edlemini.
Olsara ngiyabingelela kakhulu kubasakazi be-Studio 7, abasakazi bethu lisiphathele umsebenzi wethu kuhle kakhulu. Kulokhu lasisebenzela ku-Studio 7 sibonane into zezihamba kahle. Okwami kakhulu ngokubingelela abantu bakithi eGwanda lapha, kakhulu ngokubingelela abantu bakithi eSinukani. Sinukani kakhulu ngiyayicakathisa kakhulu, isikhathi esiningi ngikhuluma ngeSinukani ngiyayithanda, yiko engikhulele khona. Kuse-Arisuthu seGwanda, mina nginguTimothy Mhlanga. Ma kakhulu abantu bakithi balime kakhulu, balime kakhulu sibili okutshengisela ukuthi khona hhayi inqane ngane izulu sileguthibhusileguthisingaba Good harvest. Njalo ngakhohlwa ukubingelela bonke abakhokheli bethu abanjengabo Sebhuku bethu wabuNdlovu, usikhokheleli bakwaNdlovu. Sithanda ukuthi ubone usikhokheleli vele, siyakuthanda kakhulu. Ngibingelela umlisa wethu ubaba uRantas ngale ngiyambingelela naye kakhulu ukuthi hhayi umsebenzi awusebenza uhamba kuhle sibili kumane sayo. Ngibingelela bonke amanebhawuthu oshomithi amanebhawuthu wonke akithi angane ayinqabele ukusisela uphakathi kwesigaba. Ngothi bamsebenza uye phambili phambi nomsebenzi bamane bhawuthu. Ya, ngiyabonga. Izulu kaline pula hayini.
Studio 7. Ngiyalibingelela bangani lezihloko ngezindawo ngezindawo ngamadolobho ngamadolobho. Ngiyalibingelela lonke bakithi nithi Merry Christmas kini lonke basakazi bethu kanye labalaleli bakaStudio 7. Ngingakhohlwa udadewethu bathabile masuku. Injani izihloko bakithi? Ikhisimisi nansi sesiyibonile. Lanxa kunzima nje ekhaya kungadliwa lutho, kodwa ke hhayi uNkulunkulu khona uzasikhulula ngelinye ilanga. Hhayi le ndibingelela bakithi, ngiyabonga. Yimi uzikode ngiseBotswana. Amen.
Bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo esithi 001 202 465 0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-AFP ithi abantu ekade behlome ngemibhobho bangene ngodlakela kuzakhiwo zenhlanganiso ye-World Food Program kweleSudan, bantshontsha ukudla okungena kunkulungwane zamathani phose ezimbili, 1,900 metric tons. I-Voice of America ithi kulokungahlaliseki ezwekazi le-Afrika ngenani eliphansi labantu asebehlatshwe ijekiseni ye-COVID-19. Singene kudaba lweMelika. Owesifazana odabuka kweleBhilithane unkosazana Ghislaine Maxwell ufunyanwe inkantolo izolo elamacala amahlanu okuphathisa inkisela yaseMelika ake wathandana layo uJeffrey Epstein ukuya emacansini lamantombazana aleminyaka ephansi. UMaxwell ubesetheswa amacala ayisithupha, kodwa idale limgezile kwelinye lalawa macala. Ingcwethi kwezemithetho zithi ubhekane lesigwebo eside eMelika. UEpstein yena uzibophele wafela ejele ngo-2019. Kusenjalo amademocrats lamarepublicans athi owake waba ngusenetha weNevada umnumzana Harry Reid uchiye imbali ejulileyo ngendima ayidlalayo okweminyaka engamachumi amathathu elilunga lephalamende. uRiti uphuphe ngolwesibili eseleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisishiyangalombili lambili 82. URiti wabamba iqhaza elikhulu ekupasiseni imithetho egoqela owezempilakahle ngesikhathi sikamongameli Barack Obama we-Affordable Care Act. Yena uObama ngokwakhe uthe ngabe kungayisuye Riti ngabe mhlawumbe kazange abe ngumongameli. Abanye abamtshayele ihlombe bagoqela ophethe isikhundla ake wabakuso esokukhokhela amademokrasi kudale lesenethi umnumzana Chuck Schumer kanye lelunga lama-Republicans umnumzana Mitch McConnell. Sixoxele ocubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Dan Moyo.
USenator Harry Reid ube ngumuntu oqakathekileyo kakhulu kubandla lamademokrasi. Ngumuntu waqala ipolitiki zakhe kudala kuma-70s wakhuphuka waze wafika waba ngu-lieutenant governor weNevada at a very young age, le-30, and waba i-democratic leader a year before Obama is long president. So ngumuntu oqakatheke kakhulu kuma-democracy ngoba wayi-senate leader, ngumuntu siyabona iphumelela ukuphasa i-agenda yama-democracy entweni eziningi ezihlukeneyo, ngoba siyazi ngesikhathi Obama engena ziningi izinto ezazenzakala. Yena wasebenzisana kahle loNancy Pelosi ukuthi baguide i-Democratic Party ukuthi bakwazi ukudlulisa imithetho eminingi esiyibonayo namanje. So uHarry Reid mina ngimbona eyi-hero e-America, engumuntu ohloniphekayo kakhulu, engumuntu owelesikhundla esiphezulu ku-Democratic Party njengo-Senate leader.
Ungathi kuyini kahle kahle okumqoka akwenzayo azakhunjulwa ngakho, lokhu esingathi iligasi yakhe aseyitshile kulumhlaba ubaba uHarry Reid?
Enkulu kakhulu imbali yakhe engibona uHarry Reid ezokhunjulwa ngayo yikusebenza akwenzayo ukuthi umthetho esingathi obizwa i-Obamacare eyona esiza abantu abaningi ukuthi babe le-health care e-America. Sabona epusha uSenator Reid ukuthi athole i-majority 60 votes ku-Senate ukuthi iphase ibhili leyana e-Obamacare. Ngingathi one of the most important things abantu abazomkhumbula ngayo uHarry Reid i-Obamacare, njalo futhi lokusebenzisana lo-Obama kakhulu closely ngesikhathi se-recession leyana esayibona ngo-2009-2010 lapho abaphasa khona ibhili engange 800 billion mangikhumbula kahle eyokunceda i-stimulus esasiza amakhampani ezimoto namanye amakhampani ayebhekane lodubo olukhulu kakhulu khonzelwa yi-recession esayibonayo. So kimi ngibona yehiro enkulu kakhulu, especially nge-era ka-Obama, even though wasebenza labanye, but ngoba ngesikhathi sika-Obama nguye owayeseyi-leader ye-Senate, ngibona kuyiyo imbali enkulu kakhulu azokwaziwa ngayo ukuthi umuntu wasebenzisana kuhle lo-Obama, badlulisa imithetho eminingi esiyibonayo namanje ilokhu isamile. Singathi futhi okunye engakuqakathekisa ukuthi nguye owasebenzisa abathi i-nuclear option ku-Senate leyo ukuthi i-simple majority ibe yiyona ekwanisa ukudlulisa imithetho, ngoba ama-Republican njalo sibona vele ehlala efuna ukublocker ama-initiative ama-Democrat.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo uhlaziya ezombusazwe njalo usekela ibandla lama-Democrats. Izibhethe ngebezihamba phambili. Kubhubhe abangamachumi pose amathathu 27 nge-COVID-19 izolo. Izanu PF ithi iphakathi kokuphenya imbiko yokuthi kube lodlakela kukhetho lwayo lokudinga inkokheli yezabelo. Iqembu leHighlanders liwisa izimathonsi phezu kokubhubha komholi walo umnumzana Ndumiso Gumede. Kwanele Mthwakazi likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Asibeni sonke kwesekuseni njalo kusasa ngo-6:30. Yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.